Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Ryan Langford here, back and ready to welcome this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. Each week, we celebrate a standout athlete from Flathead, mind or muscle. Let's start with our nominees. We have Gabe Felton and Kennedy Moore. Gabe, a senior on the Flathead Boys Cross Country team, turned in a personal best time while running to second place in the Glacier Invitational held last Wednesday at Rebecca Farm. Kennedy Moore is a consistent all-around player on the Bravettes varsity volleyball team. She played a key role in Flathead's 5-set win over rival Glacier last Thursday. Kennedy had 10 kills, 16 set assists, and 30 digs in the key conference victory. Now, who is our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week? This week's award goes to Gabe Felton. We'll be right back with John's conversation with Gabe after this message from your sponsor, Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I bet you don't know what I look like, do you? You have some picture in your mind based on the voice, but it might be way off. On the other hand, the Parkside mobile banking app with facial recognition is spot on every time. I just glance at my phone, it securely opens the app, and I can do all my banking in about 30 seconds. It saves a ton of time. Go ahead and give it a try. Hopefully I get to meet you in person someday, but until then, just know that my face made for radio will be right here at Parkside Credit Union, pretty much always saying yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union athlete of the week, Gabe Felton, a senior at Flathead High School. And we got Braves cross country here. Good morning, Gabe.
Thank you.
So this isn't the first time you've been here, is it?
No, it's not.
Let's talk about the Glacier Invitational at Rebecca Farm and how that one went.
It went well. I was second of that meet, and I PR'd 16:32. Felt pretty good.
That's got to be a pretty fun challenge there at Rebecca Farm.
Yeah, it's always nice out there. It's a real nice area, and it's a nice course.
And it's all in one long shot, right?
There are a couple nice straightaways, a couple of turns, a little bit of a hill. Yeah.
They keep the grass down for you?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. That's good. The success of that, I think that's got to be pretty good. How long is that course?
That course is 3.1 miles, or it's a 5K, which is standard for cross country in high school.
All right. And what do you generally time something like that?
This season, I've usually been around 16:50, 16:40, so it was a nice speedy course.
Mm-hmm. Does that qualify you for state?
Yes, I am on the state team.
All right. So what does that mean?
It means 2 days, Saturday, we're going down to Missoula for the state meet, and that's at the Mountain West Classic course.
When you look past the times, and you know you're quickly improving on that, what do you attribute to, other things that you see in your improvement status here?
I think a lot of it comes down to our coaches and just the workouts that they have for us. This season's been a lot of focus on building us up as a team, and I think that's really going to help us at state this year.
How does the teamwork work out? Because to me, this is just a real individual effort.
That's what I've heard a lot about cross country. But how the scoring works is your placement is how many points you get. So you want your team to place better because that means less points. And yeah, lowest points wins, yeah.
Oh, I got it. All right. So just shooting ahead of everybody else doesn't necessarily...
Right. Having one strong runner is always nice, but... It's more about having a really strong team and just having everyone there together.
So as you develop and grow as a team then, the idea is for all of you to be running at about the same pace?
Well, not necessarily the same pace, but that we should all improve together and push each other to get better. Because if you're just focusing on one person's performance, you won't do very well.
So do you want to pass one of your teammates?
Yeah, at the start of the season, there's a lot of inner squad competition, but as we get closer to state, it's more about finding other people that we should be racing for or racing against and other people that we should be going after.
So what's your training day look like?
Well, over the summer, we do summer practices in the morning, and those are typically longer mileage, not necessarily speed work. And then into the season, we'll go after school and speed a couple times a week, maybe a long day, but not too bad.
What does your training table look like?
training table.
Yeah. What do you eat?
Yeah. It doesn't really change too much. Just have to watch for protein, watch carbohydrates before a race, make sure we're getting electrolytes too.
Do you carb up before a race?
I do, but at this distance, you don't really have to carbo load that much.
Yeah, that was one of the things I remember when a lot of guys were running in Denver years ago. Everybody said, yeah, man, you got to carb up.
Oh, yeah. Longer distances really benefited by that.
But at this stage...
Not so much.
All right. Well, staying active, what are your plans over the summer?
Over the summer, got to try and keep running. Maybe go run with some colleges, try and see where I can go with that.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question. Yeah. Thinking about staying active in college?
I would like to, but a lot of the times to run in college are a little bit faster than me, but I'm just going to see what I can run and where I can get to in track. And yeah.
So what are you thinking about doing academically?
Academically for college, I'm looking at electrical engineering.
Hmm.
So yeah.
So what college do you have your sights on?
We've been looking at MSU for a while, also Western Washington University, Montana mm-hmm. Tech's there too, Colorado State potentially, Oregon State maybe.
All right. Got to do a little lightning round.
Okay, yeah.
Feel up to that? How about favorite food?
Favorite food? Quiche.
Last song you played on repeat?
Ooh, I think it's Oliver Tree. It's On and On is the chorus, but I can't remember the name.
Okay. White or wheat bread?
White.
What show are you currently binge watching?
Arrested Development.
Peanut butter jelly or tuna fish?
Peanut butter jelly.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Favorite subject?
Math.
Favorite teacher?
Ooh, I got a bunch of good ones this year. This is going to take a little bit of thinking. You know, no bias here, definitely no bias, but I think Miss Rumsey.
Okay. Shout out to anybody?
Yeah, I just want to thank my parents, mom and dad, for letting me do what I want and pushing me to be good at whatever I choose.
All right, Gabe, congratulations, yeah. And we'll see you at graduation.
All right, thank you.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Braves! The Flathead 600 KGEC.